Efforts continue in the southeastern Iranian city of Bam to try to help the survivors of last week's earthquake that killed more than 30,000 people. United Nations officials in the city say they are preparing to launch an urgent international appeal for funds to meet the survivors' needs. With international aid pouring into the devastated city of Bam, aid workers said the risk of disease has abated and that attention now needs to center on how to deal with the needs of those who lived through the earthquake a week ago. Aid workers said a UN appeal will go out to international donors next week for funds to provide shelter, sanitation, water, and food. Officials said an assessment was underway in Bam to determine just what and how much is needed. Helping the United Nations assess those needs are at least five or six countries, including the United States, which has temporarily lifted some of its sanctions on Iran to send in aid and doctors. Meanwhile, however, the trickle of survivors who have been pulled alive from the rubble of the earthquake seems to have stopped. Some remarkable cases have been reported, including Thursday's rescue of a man who survived under a wardrobe, but there have been fewer such cases in Bam than in other quakes. Rescue workers said that was due to the mud brick construction materials used in the city, which crumbled to dust during the quake, leaving few air pockets for victims to use to survive. One UN aid official, Ted Pern, told the Associated Press news agency that the first of three tent camps intended to hold around 40,000 survivors was now under construction. 11 foreign field hospitals have been set up alongside the medical efforts of Iranian health workers and the Red Cross and Red Crescent. Estimates of the death toll in Bam continue to vary, but a UN report citing Iranian government figures put the figure at not less than 33,000 dead. Iranian officials have said that total could rise still further. James Martone for VOA News, Cairo.